yesterday, it was a pretty non-eventful meeting, really.
Yeah.
I do have, I brought some of them, a couple of these along. You want to post them or maybe hand them out?
Yeah, we'll have to find a place. We can't tape anything, you know.
I don't know, if we're hanging out, we're getting relatively short meeting and...
It was relatively short, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It actually was.
Yeah, there really wasn't too much.
There's two different.
Well, they were going to talk about the bylaws, but not everybody had reviewed it or that, so they're going to do this the next meeting. So that would take a longer period of time on that stuff.
Thought I brought my agenda along, but I guess I didn't.
I brought mine along. They just had about with the shared staff cost allocation.
Oh, yes.
Talked about that. Budget reallocation update, talked about that a little bit, and then the bylaws, and then just went through their expenses and other meetings that were coming up and stuff, and the other reports.
Yeah, well, that's one of the caregiver thing, yeah.
Okay. And then with Greene County, they'd hired a new service director. I think it's Dan.
Dan Williams.
Yeah. That'd start June 24th.
Well, and the other thing, I don't think they talked about it too much, but we had got some literature on one of the bills in Madison as far as what were the dental assistants? Is that what they were?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even remember what they called it, but it's like a step between a dental hygienist and a dentist.
Of being able to have funding for them so they could get more of them and give better service, you know, to the public.
Right, yeah.
Kind of like a CNA compared to a LPN that effect, yeah.
Yeah, they've been turning that down for so many years. I testified years ago.
Oh, they've done it
before?
Children.
Yeah.
Oh.
And unfortunately, it's the ADA that's not all that supportive of it. But
do they think it waters it down for dentists, or what's...
I think so. I think there's still Medicaid issues with it, but it would definitely get more people on Medicaid into care. I mean, dental care has a lot of problems on people's health, a lot more than you realize.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's so important for children and families and for older people that there just are not Medicaid dentists around, so it would open up that. But I don't know. At least in the years that I've been involved with it, the ADA has not been that supportive of it. So I think some dentists are, but I think just like anything, they kind of want to retain that control and customer base. So at the same point, Medicaid doesn't adequately reimburse them, so they don't want to take Medicaid patients.
Right.
So
it's
kind of, you know.
I have a friend who's retired now, but he said that was the problem. He said that he couldn't run his office except Medicaid patients.
And every new dentist that has come to town that starts taking Medicaid, and as soon as they do, within a year or two, they stop because they just get inundated with Medicaid patients because there's just not that many around. So.
Older American Act funding?
So we've kind of already talked about that within the closed session, the fact that we are going to see some cuts in Older Americans Act funding. Between 12 and 13,000, with the majority of that, since the majority of money we get is in nutrition, that is where the majority of the funding will get cut at.
Is that money going anywhere else, or are they just cutting that?
What they did is they redid the formula for how they look at things. Their rationale, which I was going to print out a PowerPoint for you, and then I realized the PowerPoint basically didn't say anything, so I'm not going to waste the paper. So they figured out when they did the county proportion of older people to the population that the formula was not very good, and there was somewhere they used a term like 38% statistical margins here that could be error. So So I don't know how they redid the formula, but we did not come out on the winning end of it. They would not take more than a 5% cut from any program, nor would you get more than a 10% increase. But in nutrition, we do have a 5% cut. The thing is they're looking at over a period of time. So my concern is, are we going to get a 5% cut the following year? So we'll actually have more cut? And I haven't really quite got an answer to that yet. I think that may be the case. So that was my point in that. So we are going to probably have to look at that. 12,000 doesn't sound like that much, but we don't get that much in OAA funding. So,
is this funding, is this state or federal?
It's federal. It's Title III funding that comes. Okay. Yeah. So, and we don't, if you look at, do we have a revenue report? So if you actually look at, where's mine at? Here it is. What did I do with mine? Thank you, I'll just take. So if you look at under meals, you'll see Title III C and congregate. We only get $153,000, and then we get another $37,000 in Title III from home delivered. So when you take 12 away, it's right. Actually a pretty good cut. Yeah. So it's just something we're going to have to be aware of and probably have to make some decisions at some point on how we do things. But those, meals are always a tough one because people need meals. So.
Well, the cost of food keeps going up.
So I'm trying to get, like I said, they did a webinar, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to anybody at GWAR since this webinar, and I wasn't terribly impressed with, like I said, the PowerPoint, which I thought I was going to do, and then I thought, well, it really doesn't tell me anything. So I'll try to get more information on how they did it and maybe what they're looking at for the future. But they just hired a new fiscal manager, so I'm thinking we'll get more information down the line. The new fiscal manager came from Richland County Health and Human Services. So, see how that goes.
Number 9, the elder benefit specialist vacancy.
So, Marcia is going to retire on July 5th. So, I did talk with Dave when she gave me the letter, because obviously that's something we want to get in place fairly quickly. So I did talk to Dave at least about advertising the position, but obviously the board still needs to approve hiring and filling that vacancy. So she has been here a very long time, so those are going to be some very big shoes to fill. And I think we're going to have very worried customers for a while who think, because we have a lot of customers that think only Marcia can solve their problems. So. Yeah, it's a big loss.
We're gonna have big shoes to fill.
Yeah,
she's got quite a following.
Yeah, she does. She does.
What kind of caseload does she carry?
Where's the program report? It varies. It's Part D season that probably is the most. If you look at the caseload, right now she's not carrying that much, so. 46, 42, 67, 53. So it ranges about the same as the disability. It's the Part D. With a new person, we won't be able to handle, I think, as many Part D. So we'll have to strategize on how we're going to do some of that. So.
Will she come back and volunteer during that period of time?
possibly. But that will be the probably the toughest part is, we'll have to get customer buy-in to new people. But there's a lot of people also that do come in for Part D that are capable, if we give them the top three plans, are capable of looking at that and doing it. It's just, there's just more of a comfort level with her. So, it definitely be shoes to fill, so.
There was a time when she basically handled all of this by herself.
Yeah.
With maybe a clerical assistant.
I know they were a big part of the commission on aging.
Yep.
So.
Well, sometimes it took 2 or 3 months for her to finally get everybody in the line.
Yeah.
Still, we got it done.
Yeah.
So I have a motion to fill that position, vacancy.
I'll make a motion to fill it.
Okay, I'll make the motion, Dale seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it.
Thank you very much, because if you didn't, I don't know what I was going to do.
Rather important position.
Are you planning a little going away?
Yes, actually, she's at a WOBS conference right now. She actually went to the conference for one last time. WOBS is Wisconsin Association of Benefit Specialists. So when she gets back, because she's using some vacation time too, I actually have to set a date with her. It's kind of, that's the only problem with that week is everybody's off. So I think we'll do kind of little an open house over a lunch hour or something and try to do something. We will do more of a department thing, not open it up to the public, just because that could be, I don't know what we would get if we did that, so. You don't really need to look at this whole meal cost tool, but I thought you might actually want to see what it kind of looked at. I know it's very small print. In order to get it on, I had to shrink it. But so basically, over the last probably 3-4 years, Courtney, the GWAR started requesting this.
Yeah.
So which is why you see in our finance reports now that we split out our home delivered and our congregate. Because we have to do it on here. And we've gotten better at getting that split out. Again, working with Nancy and tracking timesheets now, they're tracking it on their time. Before, we were estimating it, and we really weren't getting a clear split out. What concerned me when I saw this was our congregate meal cost went up to $14, and our home delivered dropped to $8. And before that, we were a little more comparative because we were basically splitting it out kind of more evenly. I called Green County and asked what theirs are, and their split is almost exactly the same. And then I did go in and talk to Nancy about it, and she said no, she expected that as well, just because the fact is we're serving less meals in congregate, but congregate takes more work than home delivered does. So. I was a little concerned about that because we used that $8.49 then to charge out family care. But realistically, it's probably much more accurate than it has been in
before.
Yeah. So Courtney works hard at this. This is another one of Courtney's jobs. So she works hard at this to get this right. It's kind of a pain, isn't it, Courtney?
Sometimes.
But it has helped that we've got the finance reports better, so she can pull those numbers a little easier than she used to. So just so you know, we will be updating that. We do have to provide signage at all the meal sites on what the true costs are. And of course, people will be like, you know, they don't really understand all the costs that go into that, and they'll be like, well, this isn't worth $14. Well, you know, it doesn't look like $14. There's a lot of time and energy that goes into that. So, and it all has to be accounted for. So, while the meal itself isn't maybe the $14, they don't realize that you have to pay for the drivers that bring it and pick it up, and the food that you purchase, and everything else, the managers, and yeah. So, so just so you're aware of that, we will be putting that out there. That will be a new family care rate. So we will see a little less revenue from family care, which didn't make me happy, and I actually was trying to figure out how to change that, but then after talking with Nancy, she's like, it really is the true cost, Lori. So I knew she'd tell me that, but I still thought I'd try. So that doesn't, well, have we gotten approval on that in the past?
I thought we did last
Okay, time. Maybe we should, just to be on the safe side, approve that meal cost at that $8.49 and $14.73.
So need a motion then to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve the
second.
Yes.
Lester seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Number 11, approval of the vouchers.
Oh, one more thing before we go back on that meal cost tool. I just did a little just for your knowledge, because I think it's going to be something we're going to have to look at in the future. I didn't put a title on it. So what I did, actually, how about if I pass it around and then I'll tell you real quick, because it kind of goes with the meal cost tool. So the first column is just the number of meals. Now, if you look at the meal cost tool, you'll see it's got a few more meals in it than this one did, and that's the difference. The meal cost tool was done on a year basis, and what this one is on what we report to GWAR. So it's off a few thousand. So the first column is the number of meals. The second is just the percent of the total of each site, what their percent is of the number of meals. Then I looked at the participant contributions and estimated what I thought their family care contributions were, the number of people on family care that we can get reimbursed for. And then I totaled that up. And then I kind of looked at the percent of those contributions and I just looked at manager wages and fringes and then the percent of those. So if you look at, in most of the cases, we're pretty good. But as I pointed out in the past, I think Montford is an exception and Lancaster is a little bit too. So the percent of the contributions and of meals is around 4%. But the percent of the wage budget for them is 16%. And that is because they're grandfathered in for wages and benefits. So Lancaster is the same. If you look at it, it's 11% of the contributions, but she's 19% of the wages. So in the rest of them, like Platteville, she doesn't take our insurance, so we actually are getting a good bang for our buck there. So I just kind of wanted to give you some perspective on that, and I didn't include all the wages that go into that because they would be proportioned based on the numbers of the meals anyway. But as we move forward, if we do move forward with cuts, I do think we may have to make a tough decision on that. And we've talked about it before, so I just don't want there to be any surprises down the line because what we're getting there for participant contributions is, and the number of meals that we're serving is pretty low, and that's 5 days a week. So it's possible, I think, that we would have to maybe cut it down to even 4 days a week would help a little bit. But if we do change the number of days, it does change the hours, and then they are no longer eligible for benefits. So that is where that's a tough decision to make on behalf of someone. So. However, I mean, she is aware of that as well. I have, you know, I've been pretty honest with her that at some point in time that could happen. So, but
a couple of them has been talked about for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to make you aware. It's nothing you need to act on today, but I just kind of wanted to give you that information because it played out about how I thought it would. So. That's enough said on that.
Who does Boscobel cook for now?
Boscobel cooks for Boscobel, Blue River, and Muscadet.
And Muscadet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we extended the contracts. I think I talked about that. We extended the contracts with the other vendors for this year until we got in here.
Yeah.
Because there is a potential that we could do some frozen meals out of here or something. We met once, you know, briefly with the nutrition services here, so it's nothing, you know, we haven't figured anything out yet, but we kind of want to see what possibilities might exist.
Another county considering using this kitchen now.
I mean, the kitchen is beautiful, and granted, we didn't have much for the open house, but it was good, so it's a possibility. It wouldn't be jail food, so it would be, they would actually prepare different meals if we took some, so yeah. So, but the kitchen setup is, you know, it's quite impressive, so it's a nice kitchen.
So you're going to advertise it? This is not jail food.
Exactly. This is not jail food. Prisoners don't get to eat this well. they are experienced in it. They have done it in Minnesota. They've done some in Wisconsin. So they do have some experience. I think if we tried it, we would try it on a very small scale basis and maybe try like some frozen. Our biggest problem is going to be in the future, and I've said it many times, so I know I'm beating a dead horse, but it's going to be getting home delivered meals out to those people that are so isolated that, you know, that's going to be an issue. So I'm kind of trying to look at that frozen market, and while there's a number of frozen meals at the grocery store, a lot of them aren't really that healthy for people either.
Right.
So I don't know. And they cost more. So what's that?
I'd say they're nice for a quick occasion.
Yeah,
but we
right.
want to do them every
yeah.
day.
So hopefully we can come up with something. I mean, it's an opportunity that we should at least consider because it's here. So flies.
I don't
We didn't have any. We didn't have any flies until then. No, they've been leaving that door open while they're blowing out computers. So that's the air compressor that you hear. Is before IT puts all the computers into the offices, they've been blowing the dust out of them. So that's the noise. Anything on vouchers? I don't. Courtney, do we have anything? We've got. We do have the moving expenses. We did cover the moving expenses. And probably 3/4 of that I was able to cover with ADRC and then another quarter with transportation. So we got most of it.
Yeah,
cost reimbursed. Oh, it's not in this one?
Well, no,
it's, oh, it's in the, yeah, it's in the one
in
I just signed. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I just signed that, so I
yeah.
guess I. We just did accounts, we just did vouchers
yeah.
today, so that's what I was thinking.
I think the most on here is maybe the file boxes and stuff
oh,
to prepare for
sure.
getting ready to move.
Has everybody had an opportunity to review that, vouchers and that? Any questions?
I'll move approval if nobody's got any more questions.
Dale made a motion to approve it. Second. Lester seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Financial report.
Again, I don't think we've got anything too out of the ordinary. When I looked at it, the public awareness money, which we haven't really been able to adequately spend because it's tied to evidence base, we did have, we're going to set up a meeting with Grant Regional. We already used them. And then we also talked with the Simon, I have talked with the Simons Complex in Richland County to provide some prevention programming. So hopefully we'll be able to use more of that money this year. We can, and they will provide some training in our northern part of the county. They've already done some Tai Chi for us up in Muscadet. So that will be nice. That money is very specific, and it only can be used for evidence-based programming. And almost all the evidence-based programming takes two trainers. So it's very difficult to find two trainers who can take off, you know, commit 6 weeks to something. So it's a little trickier. Anything else, Court, that you can think of?
I don't think so.
Right? Is there a reason why they split that out?
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't catch that before. Under specialized transport, they just, I don't know why that is. I think it's...
I didn't catch that either. That's
I don't know why they split out the liability.
How's the taxi deal with Dodgeville working?
Well, we're done. So it's real good. Yeah, in fact, we need to get it off of here. But we actually had an expense in here because we had to take it to DeForest, so that's why there's... And we had to keep the insurance on it a little bit, but no, we are done with it. They've taken it over entirely, so that's a good thing. I mean, for the future for us, that's you know, it's fine when you have a good driver and everything's going okay. But if you need a sub or something happens, and it's just they've managed it just fine. So,
any other questions on the financial report? Motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
A second.
Arm makes a motion to approve it. Joanne seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Reports, ADRC, Grant County Director's Report.
Did they pass this or did they have it?
They got it.
We got it.
You can see I didn't spend a whole lot of time on this. It's been a little busy. Our open house went really, really well. We had a very good crowd. We used the opportunity to market the program, so we put posters up in most of the offices that talked about our programming, so as we took people through, they didn't just look at a blank office. We actually kind of explained what we do a little bit. I thought it went well. People were interested. Again, we're just continuing. We've got the signage ready to go and done, so we're waiting on that. We got the facility manual approved yesterday. We felt it was necessary to have a facility manual in place with this new building so that we didn't just have people willy-nilly putting nails in walls and painting walls. You know, we'd like it to stay nice and professional. I think that's really important. Farmers market started, so the voucher program started. We have been out to several meal sites already and have a few more to go. So if you know of people, the income limit is fairly high. So if you know of people that you think might be eligible, you can check with us and I'll give you the eligibility requirements. But they can receive up to $25 in vouchers to spend at a farmers market. So it's a good deal. As I said, we already talked about meal site manager training and some of the stuff we're doing there. We talked about the Title III decreases. We started the county budget workshop, and we already had a department head meeting on that. So we'll be starting the budget already, hard to believe. And we talked about MRSA. So, it's been busy, but it's been really nice. I think that's all. Did I have any more? I think that's it. On the program report. That's the one I wanted to point out. I'm like not finding on my stuff today. So you have the program report. You have on the INA, I just put a couple things on the side. Because again, I want to point out that I think sometimes Dave and probably Dale go to the regional meetings and they hear like Iowa County frequently is doing many, many outreach events and things like that. And we don't do as many because, well, number one, we're a bigger county. But the other thing is we do a lot more, we do have a lot more consumers without doing all those outreach events. So if you look at the number of encounter contacts, that's just the contacts with the consumer. That's not all the administrative stuff that we do. The average for the four county is 1309, and if you look at, we're at 1870. And the average for the other three counties without us is 1122. So we do a lot. We do a lot more contacts. And our staff are very, very busy. And I just want to make sure that they get the credit because sometimes I feel like they're doing the day-to-day and the real work, and I don't think they always get that. We're 36% of the encounter contacts for the four-county area. And while they typically average around 344 a month, my staff are doing 445, 431, and 582. So considerably higher by 100 and even more, even 200 as far as encounter contacts. So they're very busy. That was just a shameless plug for them, but it needed to be said. So I just feel like sometimes they don't get credit because they're not doing fancy events at somewhere, but that's because they're literally doing functional screens constantly. They're out on home visits constantly, or they got people in their office constantly. So,
are we still way above the norm for the scripts program too?
I would say that we do. I can't really compare trips. I don't get a lot of comparative data to trips. All the counties I know are fairly busy. Some don't do as many. I think Iowa, just as a standard, just doesn't prefer to do as many. So, but I know Richland does a lot. I would say that we do a lot, but I don't really get those comparative numbers from county to county.
And there used to be a lot of counties that never had any at all.
Yeah.
Never did anything.
I mean, we've got people on the road every single day. Yeah. I mean, we literally... Mm-hmm. Courtney knows because she had to fill in for Mariah last week. So she's... Or was it last week? Yeah.
Two weeks ago. Yeah.
There's a lot of trips happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at just those numbers, I mean, again, I think on paper they don't look so much, but when you're trying to coordinate them all, it's a lot. It really is. But I think the bus has gone well, too. Kathy has gotten some nice routes. We've, you know, we had an interest from a couple people in Cassville, and we said if you can get, you know, a few more people, we'll do it. Well, then they got... Nine or ten.
Yeah, they have quite a few.
So that's a route that we haven't done. And we're going to try to do more of that. But we also just, I really want to concentrate on some community stuff. So getting people to those community events. So we're going to look for some volunteers who might not want to go to Madison for the day, but might go to the concert in the park for 2 hours and take, you know, a couple people with them. If we could just get more people to do that. Yeah. You know, those are the things that we do actually want to work on. That's my goal for this year, is lining up some people to do some of that. So you can drive a bus. We'll just have them in the parade.
Yeah, there you go.
They won't get the candy though.
I know. I haven't been to that
in
a long time.
Did you see the Facebook post last night?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Dan Neighbor's got a cart, 24 5-gallon pails full of candy.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I've got my grandkids coming for a week on Friday. So I sent the post to my daughter, and I'm like, guess what? The kids get it. She's like, oh, better
than
me. Sometimes
when he's going up the street, he just gets out and just dumps the
bucket.
Just like slapping the hogs. Crazy.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's funny. Any questions on any of that? So,
anything else before we adjourn? Anything anybody wants to share? Talk about? Next meeting's August 21st. Other than that, have a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Lester moves, second.
Sure.
And that being said, if something would come up and I need to call a meeting in July, I may survey you on that. Just, I never know for sure when the DOT grants are going to be needing to. I think we're okay in August, but just in case.
9 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't put that on there.
You, Lester, you made motion, Dale. Did you second?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Unless somebody else wants it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for...